Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And here's Oisin Cohen.
Thanks, Sonia. Good morning. Well, after defeats to England and Greece back in September, the Republic of Ireland will be looking for their first win of their UEFA Nations League campaign when they take on Finland at the Olympic Stadium in Helsinki tonight. Ireland will be captained again by Nathan Collins, with Seamus Coleman out of the squad injured. And the Brentford defender says the players who haven't had much game time with their clubs this season need to step up and relish the opportunity to feature for their country.
Of course, you want to be match fit, you want to be in your best physical form, you want to be in the best mental form, and that's playing more football. But the standard of football now, it's gone through the roof. Squads are so big, where there's so much rotation, there's so much competition, and it happens where you get dropped. You might miss a few games, but you need to be ready, because when you come here especially, you have a chance to get minutes under your legs as well, and you get a chance to show yourself on a bigger stage again. So it's always about, if it's not going your way at club, this is nearly a mental refresh from there. You can get away from your club, you can concentrate on this, you can get your minutes here, you can put yourself on stage here, and you can go play for your country. And it's a good thing to have, and say, I've always liked it because it gives me a bit of a mental refresh from club football, and then when international football over, I concentrate on club, and then the next international break, I concentrate on country, and it's a cycle that keeps me fresh with both things.
So hopefully a first ever away win for Ireland in the Nations League this evening. Kickoff is at 7:45 Irish time, and you can catch all of the action over on RTE2 television or listening to Game on 2FM. Now, the final game of Stephanie Zambra's career will come this Saturday as Shamrock Rovers play Shelburne. The former Republic of Ireland striker announced her retirement yesterday. She featured 58 times for her country and was a double winner at Piemont in 2020. She was also famously nominated for FIFA's Puskas Award for Best Goal in 2014. Now to rugby, and the emerging Ireland squad capped off their tour of South Africa with a third win in a row last night, coming back from 10 points down to defeat the Cheetahs 33-24. Connacht centre Hugh Gavin was the standout performer in the final game of the tour, linking up excellently with out-half Sam Prendergast, who kicked two conversions. Speaking after the game, head coach Simon Easterby praised the determination of his side to fight their way back into the game.
Happy with so much of that game. But we knew it wasn't going to be easy up against a really physical Cheetahs team who brought a lot of pressure in the line speed, especially in the first half. And they've got the ability to score from anywhere, as they showed late on. So, yeah, just delighted for the lads. They, you know, throughout the couple of weeks together we've had, credit to, I don't think the result at the end would have changed the view of, you know, how we've worked throughout this trip, but it just shows you the guts and the bravery and the determination that these young lads had, and to stay in the game and get the result at the end was a real credit to them and the work that they put in over the past couple of weeks.
That's Simon Easterby there. Meanwhile, Enya Breen will captain the Ireland women's team for the second game in a row in Friday night's WXV1 finale against the USA in Vancouver. The Munster skipper will lead the team in the absence of regular captain Adele McMahon, who misses out once again through injury. And Scott Beaman has made three changes to his side for the final game of the tournament, with out-half Nicole Fowley, centre Aoife Dalton and hooker Niamh Jones all coming into the starting side. Now to golf, and Tom McKibben's the only Irish player involved in the French Open, which gets underway this morning at Le Golf National, the same course that hosted the Olympics. On the PGA Tour, Seamus Power is among the early starters at the Black Desert Championship in Utah later this afternoon. And Leona Maguire has finished with a 6-under par first round of 66 at the Buick LPGA in Shanghai in China. The Cavan native is tied for fourth, just one shot off the lead. And finally, there's two race meetings at home today. The first of a 7-race card is off at Thurles at 5-2, while there's a 2:05 start in Tramore.